Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. And at the end of the last Reflections, last segment, I was reflecting on the renewal of Dorado Beach membership and getting back into golf after quite a few months of not hitting a ball. And the process kind of interesting. There's a senior status at Dorado Beach where the monthly fee goes way down, and I tried to see if they would qualify me because it's 80 years of age and 40 years of membership, and I over qualified when I was about 78 years old. And I tried to see if they'd give me the senior membership, not only because to reduce the price, but more importantly, I wasn't at the time playing golf. I wasn't. I was involved so much with Calle and just wasn't using the resort at all. And the children, were not at age that were really interested in going. So what happened is they said, no, we're not gonna can't make an exception, but they put me on a leave of absence. And so when I called now, I waited more than 80 years old because I'm now 82. But because of in terms of how things have developed in Calle, things are more stable, and the grandchildren at her age that they're going to really enjoy it. But the latest grandchildren, are 5 and now 7 months. I called in and wanted to see get the renewal. Kind of shocked by the first person who called me said that this was only a 6 month. Leave of absence only 6 months, and if I wanted to renew the membership, there was a renovation fee of, I think it was either $30,000 or $35,000, but it was a shock, and I said, no, listen, you got to talk to the general manager. We did it because of this and that, and they're really going back the relationship, and chihichiha. Anyway, she called the next day and said, no problem. We're gonna renew it. And so on Tuesday, I went to relatively early to Dorado Beach to pick up the new card. All nostalgia. I played in Dorado Beach with my brother a few times, maybe three times in the last three years or so. It's not different when you go to a place, as a member, and you start looking at it from a membership point of view. And so I went off to the practice tee, what a disaster. It took me about 45 minutes, I swear, to finally hit a ball that kind of went where it was supposed to go. It's incredible. Golf is such a challenging sport. There's the ball completely, still, and there shouldn't be any problems hitting it, but it's tough. I always compare it to my favorite sport, which is ice hockey, that I played from about 6 years old all the way through college, and in college that's the only sport I played. The season started around September 15, and it ended in mid-April. If we were in the Eastern Conference championships, and went even further if you were, but we weren't. Into the Nationals, we went into late into early April. You can do really one sport when it's a sport like this. But you compare it there in hockey. You're hitting this puck, a cylindrical hard rubber disc, it's moving, it's bouncing. People are trying to hit you. You're moving, and you're trying to put it in a place where somebody's blocking you. Not only the goalie, but quite a few other people. It's the violence, not as bad as football, but the violence of getting hit and being hit and the amount of energy, because hockey is one of those sports, track and crew and others, where you expend all your energy over and over and over again. In a hockey game, there are three lines, in terms of forward, and usually two lines of defensemen. And you go in, you skate back and forth, and exhaust yourself. But then you get off, and another line comes in. So in that sense, compared to golf, which is relatively easy going, even if you walk the course. You would think a hockey player would do pretty well playing golf, but except for Happy Gilmore, the movie, it usually doesn't turn out that way. Just say that of all the sports that I played, and I think I could count about 20 of them, golf is the most challenging one that I have played and encountered. Skating is tough to come back at. The reflexes aren't there. Each time I skate, even during the same season, if I skate the second time after about a month and a half, you feel so unsure, so uncomfortable on skates compared to all the other sports I do, bicycling, skiing, whatever. They just come so easily, but skating does not come easily. And then, you have. With this stick and the strength you need, and going backwards and sideways and everything else, it's a challenging, very very challenging sport. By coincidence, I haven't followed very much. I sort of followed the Boston Bruins, but not very much. The National Hockey League and the Stanley Cups, which is the World Series and the professional hockey. But this year, one of my clients, they're from Buffalo, and one of them, of the brothers, is a real fan, for the Buffalo teams. And Buffalo, the Sabres, have a good team. They're playing the Montreal Canadiens for the Eastern Championships. They're now tied 2-2. We'll see how they end up. I was watching the game, the last game, and played in Montreal, and boy, what enthusiasm in that stadium! Everybody everybody dressed in red, Montreal Canadian colors, and all with their towels, spinning their towels and screaming at the top of their lungs. Hockey is a you're pretty close to what's happening. It's a smaller stadium than the football stadiums, the baseball stadiums, and you're closer to the action. You can hear it and see it and feel it much more. Of course, and then they have the video things, the cameras, and all these days. It's a beautiful sport. Quick, fast. I've seen, if you can have three goals in a couple of minutes, and you could go the whole three periods without a goal. It's so unpredictable, and it can be 6-7 goals, or it can be 1-0. It varies tremendously. So a little bit of real reflections on comparing golf again to hockey, because I did it on the same day. Tuesday morning, went to the Dorado Beach, and that evening, watching the Buffalo Sabres against the Montreal Canadiens. And Montreal has always been, I've never cheered for them or been their fan, but I've always admired them. Richard, and of course, last year, this one of my hockey players I most respected played at Cornell, Ken Dryden. I talked about his life. He passed away last year, and how incredibly good he was as an athlete, and he was also a heck of a student, and and heck, I had a heck of a life, wrote books, and was a politician. So very, very well-rounded person, Ken Dryden. Montreal Canadiens, and he was, I think he's considered, the best goalie ever. I played against him, and always, so Montreal Canadiens always had a little bit of a, I have a soft touch for them, and also it's along for the Buffalo Sabres. It's interesting to see the game with a team that you've always admired. Okay, so we've gone from mothers to sports to Dorado Beach on, and all, of course, part of the renewal of the membership. My children are really happy. The ones that live here in Puerto Rico are really happy with that renewal. So, the Dorado Beach has changed. It's much more Americanized. With the the Act 60, the Act 2022 people, when I was there practicing, weren't too many locals out there that morning. That was a Tuesday morning, so maybe it's a. I know most Puerto Rican golfers go out on Wednesday or Friday. Excuse me for interrupting sometimes because I have a cold, and so I get a little bit of hoarse and also excuse me for that. So that covers the motherhood to the sports. The only thing that kind of additional I wanted to sort of add on that same day. Sometimes you have these days that everything kind of clicks. Everything works really well. Or just about everything. There's always a couple of things, but that particular day it was a renewal of the membership, and then I got a call from dealing with a property tax issue, and the person really optimistic about being able to resolve it, which has been a real problem. Four people have not taking on the case because they were too optimistic about it. So it was really good to have somebody along the lines of what I'm hoping will work. And then the other thing, towards the end of the day, we're putting together a trip to Prague and Budapest, two cities that I've been wanting to visit all my life. I have a grandson, the oldest of the 10, who was working in cyber security in Budapest it's a Swedish company called EF, and we want, so part of it to go visit him, and part of it is just to visit these two things. So we're going with my son and his wife. Jorge Luis is my son, and Glory, the daughter-in-law. So the three of us will be going and meeting with Rafael Andres, Rafi. And so we put the final touches to the reservation. She was in Boston. Gloria was in Boston, and I in Puerto Rico, and doing through Advantage Miles, and she's going through her way of paying, and we're getting the seat selections at the same time. So I says, I got 26 C, and she says, so try to get A and B, and okay. And I have, so we're sitting together in the American Airlines flight to Prague to Philadelphia, from Philadelphia to Prague, and from Budapest to Philadelphia. So good day. One of these days where. Sometimes, and that's the ups and downs of life. All of a sudden, all the things just don't pan out, and you just sort of have to say, let's take it easy. Things will go out. Okay, let's go to Iran. Complete change. But at the end of last week's program, I started getting into that and wasn't able to discuss it very much. As you'll recall, and the recording is there. My wife and I took a trip to Iran back in 2013, and with the Museum of Natural History, the Harvard Museum of Natural History, and a tremendous trip and got to know the country. It was about 19 or 20 days, as I recall. And I got back with impressed with how patriotic and proud the Iranians are. And I, from my point of view, they were very, you know, the normal citizen out there, are very pro-American. And there were some really openings that it looked like could take place, you know, with the change in the president, who was elected, even though the supreme leader, the Ayatollah, has to vet the candidates. But the candidates are quite different. Some very, very conservative to not very liberal, but you know, moderate, let's call them. And moderates had come into power, and there was some hope. And in fact, well, we had then the Iran nuclear agreement with China and the United Kingdom and France and Russia and the United States, which Trump jumped out of, which my personal opinion, a huge mistake. And I think at the end, we're not going to get much more than what was in that agreement. And we're certainly not going to have the support of Russia, China, and, you know, the other countries. The United States decision to go on its own has its downsides, and that's going to be one of them. But I said there in the reminder that from my point of view, Iran was going to be similar to Ukraine, and my position on Ukraine, that was that Russia was going to have a tough time after seeing Winter and Fire, a documentary on Ukraine, that Russia was going to have some problems with Ukraine, which 4 years later clearly has had. And in fact, I think Ukraine finally is starting to take the upper hand little by little, without the U.S. support that it should be receiving. And then similar to Vietnam, which we visited, and came very, very impressed with how patriotic and loyal they were to their countries. I had no doubt that you had a basically nuclear bomb Vietnam. You had to kill them all in order to win. And Iran, probably not that level, but very similar. And I think it's worked out to be pretty similar to that. We're running out of time in this second segment, so we'll take the pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez Reflections.